be converted to the Lord thy God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, these are the words in the epistle, or the lesson of today's Mass, which Father will sing, and they're from the Ember Day Mass, and you see the altar has purple vestments on today, as does Father, because the Ember Days are here to begin the new season of fall, and the Ember Days are always like a little bit of Lent, and the idea of the penance that we do, or the purple vestments, abstaining from meat, that's the idea of getting graces for us so we could get converted. So we go in spirit today to the beautiful church in Rome called the 12 Apostles. And in the Gospel, we have the wonderful example of the Apostle of the Apostles. That's her name. And she is St. Mary Magdalene. She was converted by our Lord's presence and by our Lord's preaching. And we have here this interesting little saint who's got the lion with her, and her name is Saint Thecla. And she was like an apostle too to help out Saint Paul, who had converted her. In fact, today, and we're in this, remember, we're in spirit, we're in the Church of the Apostles, today we're honoring two saints who were converted by the greatest of the apostles, one by Saint Peter and one by St. Paul. St. Peter converted St. Linus, and he was a pagan and maybe a slave or from a noble family. They're not really sure. It was so long ago. But when he got ordained and became a missionary, he went from Italy over to France, and there he went to the city of, it was called Besançon, and a little hard to say because you have to be sort of nasal, Besançon. Well, he got to know some pagans in Besançon who were worshiping idols, and he used to preach to them, and he used to say, you know, those idols that you're worshiping, they're no good. They're just creatures too, and besides, their stories are full of sins. Whoever heard of worshiping a god who's not good but who's wicked? That's the story of the pagan gods. They're full of horrible things they've done. And he said to the people many times, you shouldn't be worshiping them. You should worship the one true God. Well, one day they were having a big sort of a pagan festival, and St. Linus prayed very hard, and a column that was holding up their temple shook and then broke, and then the ceiling fell in on top of one of their idols. And it was a miracle. Did that convert them? No, they weren't listening, and they didn't want to listen to St. Linus's sermon. In the meantime, St. Peter was coming to the end of his life, and he died as a martyr on the same day as did St. Paul. And St. Linus went back to see what was happening in Rome, and they pitched on him. They decided he would be the good successor to St. Peter. The Holy Ghost made that choice, and he became the second pope, the first successor to St. Peter. One of the sisters was telling me about that she asked the children a question in catechism class on Sunday, and the question was, what's the Pope? And if any of you were asked, I hope you could all say, the Pope is the head on earth of the Catholic Church. That's the answer to that. Well, he, St. Linus, is mentioned every time we have Mass in the canon, and he was the second Pope. He was the first one to come after St. Peter. Well, our other saint today was upstairs one day in her house, and she was from a noble family, of course, and she was engaged to get married. Always seems it's that way. And the window was open, and she heard a man preaching, talking loud in the street, giving a sermon. And so she kind of leans out the window, and she gets a view of St. Paul, who wasn't much to look at. He was short and maybe a little stout, and he was bald, and he had a beard. And she gets a view of St. Paul, and she starts to listen to him. And the Holy Ghost converts her, too, and she gives up being a pagan and gets baptized and follows St. Paul and tries to help him out as much as possible. Well, her family and her spurned suitor didn't like that one bit, so they pursued her, and she ended up having to go through quite a few difficulties. She's a patron saint, you know, of the dying. We pray to Saint Thecla, virgin and martyr, because she suffered at least three great torments, but none of those actually killed her. And the first was that she was tied to the stake and burned, but she didn't die. And the second time, she was fed to the lions. That's why there's a lion in that little picture. And the lions just licked her feet, as they did sometimes. That was a miracle, too. And the third time, she was put in a snake pit, which must have been really gruesome. It was full of crawly snakes of all different sizes. And they didn't hurt her at all. She escaped that, too. She was like the Blessed Mother. She'd gone through the torments of death, but she didn't die. And like our Blessed Lady, she was like an apostle. Wherever she went, preaching and leading people to our Lord and giving a good example. And she lived to a ripe old age. She's kind of an honorary martyr because she went through the sufferings but didn't actually die. Children, when you hear a sermon, think of St. Thecla here, kind of hanging out the window and listening. You don't have to hang on every word, I'm sure. But when you hear a sermon, what's going to happen? If you listen, you'll learn something. Something maybe you didn't know. Something you may have heard before but have forgotten. If you listen to a sermon, some days it's a pain in the neck. Because it may be a long sermon and you might be someplace else. Or maybe you're sleepy or tired or it's warm or something like that. And if that's the case, well, we offer it up as a penance, don't we? Because nothing is ever wasted in God's plan. And even a sermon that's a pain in the neck to listen to, and you think, when is this going to be over, could teach you something. Not only to teach you something to know with your head, but to do with your heart and your hands. If you use your ears and listen, it could inspire you. As a matter of fact, a good resolution to make this, it's the second day of fall, this new season of the year would be this. Every time I hear a sermon, let me make one resolution, one promise, one thing I'm going to do different and better than I did before. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.